It's after school, and about 28 children arrive at the concerned Ecumenical Ministry building on Lafayette Avenue. It's time for them to switch from their schoolwork to a music lesson. Students are given a quick and fun warm-up exercise to focus their attention on playing the violin. Virginia Barron leads this program. She's well known to listeners of our classical station, WNED-FM, as one of the announcers. She has been teaching violin the last 35 years. Barron performed with the Buffalo Philharmonic, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Toronto symphonies. Barron jump-started Buffalo Stringworks last year after performing before students at the International School 45.
It's based on something called the El Sistema program, which was started in Caracas, Venezuela 30 years ago to give underserved communities the chance to study an instrument and all the benefits that comes from that. So my wildest dream, and I'm not sure how my colleagues feel, although I think they agree, at least for next year we'd like to have 40 children.
The students are mostly 5th and 6th graders. Some don't speak any English, but music provides a universal language during their lesson.
We have 7 different countries represented in our 28 kids, and it's a great party.
Most are playing the violin for the very first time this school year.
They're pretty much all beginners. Some of them have studied some kind of music in their country of origin, but not many.
The students are separated into 2 groups. Dr. Donna Lorenzo is a Buffalo violinist who began volunteering this past fall. She instructs the younger group of beginners.
I've noticed amongst the different children lots of personal growth. It's interesting because I'm learning from them. Lots of things that I might not have known about them, but the children I think are growing as people, but they're also growing as musicians.
I know they come from Nepal, Burma, some Southern Africa, Iraq, Iran.
Lorenzo is joined by University of Buffalo music student Ellen Aroni. The teaching assistants play a dual role. They offer support to the younger students and at the same time are gaining practical experience.
I've seen a lot of them open up a lot. In the beginning, they're kind of shy and don't really know what to make of the whole experience yet.
For the children, music will benefit their academic success in school.
There's so much benefit for studying a musical instrument for children, for the social aspect of it, for the fun aspect of it, and helping for reading and mathematics and spatial concepts.
2 we spoke with seemed delighted to learn the violin.
They teach me of listening, learning.
6th grader Asiya Salim Melinde was born in Buffalo, but his family came from Kenya.
What do you like about coming here?
What I like about coming here is they help me. I help my classmates. They help me.
What's the hardest part for you about playing the violin?
The hardest part is like putting the fingers on the violins.
Notes.
5th grader Sirita Yuju is from Thailand. His family arrived in Buffalo 7 years ago.
I like about it because it brings me joy, and all the people who play with me, it brings them joy for me and them. It gives me like to learn better and listen to the teacher who teach me to do the notes and the song. So that's what I like about it.
Back in Barron's group, students are instructed on several pieces using a chart explaining the music notes. They are also taught how to conduct a processional while playing their instruments.
What do you feel like when you're playing the violin? What do you think about?
I think about all the people in the world giving happiness and peace.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.